these rooms or the houses that you lived in, did they have any space up onto the roof that you could use maybe to store things?
Well, none of them I remember ever living in. They had what we called a loft, but they wasn't suitable for storing. There wasn't no such thing as ceiling, sealer tech, sheetrock, nothing like that. It was sealed with plank. And I don't think they even had what we call fire holes now, you know, where you can get up and look in the attic. And they was called a loft. Nothing but rats or bats didn't ever get up in there. I mean, we couldn't put nothing up there.
Okay. Now, you mentioned having a pantry in your kitchen. What if you had a little room off the kitchen, maybe where you stored dishes or canned goods or something like that? What would you call a little room off the kitchen?
That would be storage is what I'd call it, storage room or utility room.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most that'd be storage because if what a lot of people call their utility room is where they have their washer and their dryer and things like that.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago, when people had to keep wood, sometimes they kept that in a little room off the kitchen, or sometimes they'd have a little building separate from the house. Did you have that sort of?
No, we had what they call smokehouses, but we didn't keep wood in that. Where our wood would be, if we was lucky enough to have a front porch or a back porch, it would be brought and stacked on the edge of that porch, and then at night, there'd be enough brought in to keep the fire going till bedtime and start a fire the next morning and put in the corner by the fireplace. Some, once in a while, we'd have what they call a wood box. But it would just sit on the floor and just put the wood in it. And then we'd have one in back of the stove for the stove wood or whatever people choose to call it.
What is it you do to the fire at night before you go to bed?
My daddy always covered it up with ashes.
What do you call that when you cover it up with ashes? What do you call that process of doing that?
Well,
if you said, y'all get ready and go to bed, I'm fixing to
cover up the fire. That's what he called it.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you didn't have any use for?
Antiques.
That you didn't have any use for?
Yeah, because I don't care for antiques. Now, I've got Nagara and his wife, they're crazy about them. But I said everything I'd always had looked enough antique about me getting up hunting something.
Okay, now, what if you just couldn't use it at all? Like an old mattress that was so worn out you couldn't sleep on it?
Junk.
Junk, okay.
Junk's what you'd call it.
And where would you keep this if you had to store it somewhere in your house?
Lordy,
if you had a special room for it?
Junk room's where I'd put it. If I had one for it, that'd be what it'd be called.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this little house down here, I call it a junk place because it's not fit to rent now, and I don't want to fix it up right now, so I just put junk in it.
That's where you keep it.
Yeah.
What would you be doing if you were sweeping the floors and dusting?
House cleaning.
What do you use to sweep with?
Well, I use a broom. I've got a vacuum cleaner, but I'd rather just take my broom and sweep and then take the dust mop and dust.
What if you were going to wash the clothes and say, I'm going to go
wash?
Okay. And if you were ironing as well?
Iron.
Okay.
Do the laundry.